For many people, this might be a familiar sound, but for Ryan Palnall, the owner of Palooza Beer Pong Festival, this sound gave him the idea to turn a backyard party into a Guinness World Record-breaking event.
How was the event created? How did you come up with the idea to make this such a big thing?
I was in Toronto for a month, and it was my birthday 2 days after I got back in 2013. And I wanted to have a really big party. And people always bail on day parties. So I said, how can I make them come without bailing? If they prepay to enter a beer pong tournament, then they have to come. And then it was a really big beer pong event, called it Palnopalooza, after my last name. And I told everyone, dress up in costumes, I'm giving away prizes, got DJs, catering companies, you name it. Like, we had bottle service 1 year in my parents' backyard. Like, it just started getting crazy. So 150 people, then it was 250 people, then it was like 300 something people. Then my parents were like, get the hell out of here. So I rented an Airbnb downtown. Airbnb heard of it, they blocked it and banned my account. And I was like, oh my God, what do I do for my birthday next year? And then I just said, you know what? I had a dream, actually, of it just being a festival, because I've always wanted to own a festival. And I said, why don't I just make my birthday party a festival, as egotistic as that sounds. And then I just rented out the biggest venue in Ottawa, and I said, Palooza Beer Pong Festival, let's see what happens. And that year we broke the Guinness World Record.
So you're pretty young to be owning your own business or being the CEO of an event of this size. What keeps you motivated to keep expanding it every year?
I opened my own nightclub. Actually, me and Ronnie, my boy Ronnie, we opened a club when we were 21, and it went pretty good. We didn't make any money off it, to be honest, but it went well. It was a great experience. Then I opened another club on my own, and then the festival, then two other clubs on my own. I've always just liked doing things on my own. I'd rather work 100 hours for myself than 20 hours for someone else, you know what I mean? So that drives me to wake up every day and do stuff. So it's a lot and it's scary, but I every year what I do, I put it into an Excel sheet and then I just copy paste it while coming up with more ideas every year. So I make sure that I always do everything marketing that I did the year before.
Ryan Palnall's friend and business partner, Ronnie Ray, has been attending Palooza Beer Pong Festival ever since the beginning. How long have you known Ryan for and how did you guys start working together?
I've known Ryan for the better part of about 12 years. We started working together at this bar that was called Volt. I think we were like 16 or 17 and we started bartending this club. And he was in one college and I was in the other. And we got the job based off of how many people we could bring and our guest list and so on. So we met there. And then from there we started working together at that bar, then other bars. And then we met this guy named JR. And then we started working for a travel company and hosting Spring Break together and so on and so forth.
Have you ever attended Palooza before? And what's the atmosphere like when you're there?
I was there at year one. I was there at the first one in his backyard and every year since. And then when he launched it as a festival, I was there too. And it's an amazing atmosphere. It's a very big party vibe. Everyone's there. They're very happy to be there, very happy to be around one another. It's a big shift. It's about from noon until 9 p.m. and everyone just loves it. They love having a good time. They love playing the beer pong and they love partying with each other.
So you mentioned before that you had broken the Guinness World Record for the event of this type. What was your initial reaction to that?
Yeah, when we found out that we got the Guinness World Record for it, we actually have two Guinness World Records. It's world's largest beer pong tournament, and most people playing beer pong at the same time. Same kind of thing. But yeah, it was like amazing. They reached out to us and they were like, hey, we heard you broke the world record. So they didn't give it to us officially until year two because they have to be there and you have to fly them in and apply and all this stuff. So we unofficially broke it. And then year two, we were like, let's just go crazy. And then they were there and they gave us like the ribbon. And we're not actually in the book, but like we're on their website, so.
Finding sponsors for an event of this type can be tricky because of its 19 plus atmosphere, and a certain stigma can come along with it.
You know what? People hate drinking games, corporate people. You know what I mean? Like you can't get TD Bank to sponsor this festival, whereas they would do Veld or Blues Fest or whatever. It's hard to get sponsors and it's hard to work with people. It does shock everyone. Like everyone's like, oh my God, it's just like a drinking degenerate frat party. It's not. It's live bands, you know, we have food and activities, we have photo booths and different types of games, and you know, we really try to make it a festival by adding a bunch of stuff, and it's actually not even beer in the cups, it's water in the cups. It's not, you don't have to drink, it's a recreational sport.
What made you decide that you wanted to donate a portion of the proceeds towards charity? Has it always been something in the back of your mind, or is that something that came in later?
Bob Ghosh, my good friend, he started working at Chio. And it was his idea, to be honest. He said, like, hey, why don't we tie in Chio somehow? He wants it more for the awareness, because he knows that I can promote things and really get word out. So he wants to raise awareness of raising money for Chio to my crowd, which is 19 to 24 year olds or 19 to 30 year olds. But now that like they're on the artwork, they're everywhere. The Chio Bear, which is their iconic mascot, he comes and plays beer pong. Now what we're doing though, which is great, is Chio tells us a story of what they need. So they were sending kids to another hospital, I think in Toronto. They needed this type of x-ray machine in Chio. So what we did this year was we bought it for them. And now there's this kid, Jonathan, who has a terrible, rare type of cancer. And we're raising money for his family and for awareness for that type of specific cancer because there's not a lot of research going into that type. So we're doing it all for Jonathan this year.
Reporting for RSJ Radio, this has been Jaden McLeod.